Good morning and welcome to the Karen Housley Show. I'm Karen Housley here with Julie Johnson. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, Karen.
I had to get my cup of water.
I thought you were leaving the room.
Oh, my gosh. I still have this cold. This is day 11. Hang on. So, Tim, we can't do our promos again today because this is not how I sound. Next week, we can for sure do promos, okay?
For sure.
For sure.
You're going to kick it by then?
I hope so. I'm telling you. Just when I think I'm feeling better, I went into a house with cats last night.
It's allergies. It's not a cold.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I got a cold sore, though.
I think it's allergies.
I think it's
cold. They're bad this year. It's been so dry.
I couldn't believe I'm allergic to cats, but I thought only when I touched them, you know?
Yeah.
This house had three long-haired cats.
Where is it?
Mendota Heights.
Can I go?
Yes, yes. Oh, you'll love these cats, too. They're, they're called midget cats.
I love them already.
I'm not lying. They've got short little legs. And I said, isn't that sort of like a mutation? And she said, probably. But then it became sort of like she had ordered the third one. She's got three midget cats.
Did you know that a cat's nose has a unique pattern just like a person's fingerprint?
Really?
I was reading the newsletter on my vet website.
Just in case like, the cat commits a crime, we can identify it by dipping its mm-hmm. nose in ink.
Yep, the Star Prairie veterinarian in Wisconsin, they look at their September newsletter. It has all sorts of cat facts.
Wow, I'm pumped now to go get that.
90% of calico cats are female.
That's what I had, a calico cat, and that's how I started to become allergic to him, because the calico cat gave birth to a lot of little calico cats.
Mm-hmm. Probably all girls.
Well, you know what? Some of them weren't calico then, and the ones that were girls. Like some of them, that's funny, because the dad must not have been a calico, and so some of them came out non-calico. Really?
I'm telling you.
Get the newsletter.
I learned all sorts of things.
Wow, I didn't know that. I've been doing the Let's Go Fishing tours by boat down on the St. Croix River, and I'm telling you, the tour guide down there at Let's Go Fishing, Jim Rose, he's our captain, he gives me a lot of eagle tips. I'm going to pull them up because Reed was doing the eagle tip work, or she was volunteering out there. And wait, what does she say? Here we are.
Oh, she was texting them all to you?
Oh,
well,
yes.
You got to capture that kind of info when you get it.
40% of baby eagles make their first flight. Only 40% of baby eagles make their first flight.
Oh.
The female is bigger than the male. Hello. Smarter too.
I was gonna say that
same thing. And they have 7,000 feathers and they weigh 10 to 14 pounds.
An eagle only weighs 10 to 14 pounds.
I thought it would weigh more than that too. But it must just be that big stretch of wings that makes it look bigger.
That's good to know. I used to worry that an eagle could carry away my little dog, but he's like 12 pounds, so
you know what?
It couldn't.
And that's what they said. They can only carry, and when I went on the tour with Jim, they can only carry up to like 6 pounds.
Like a fish or something.
Yeah. So that was nice because my dog is 10 to 12 pounds, too. I want to tell about Let's Go Fishing because we have now brought out more. Let's Go Fishing Stillwater.com. We are the 28th chapter in the state of Minnesota. We're having our big annual meeting next weekend.
Are you excited?
It's at Arrowwood in Alexandria.
I've been there before. It's nice.
I haven't been there, so I am excited.
It's nice.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do because everybody there is like 60 years plus. And male.
You'll be able to keep up. Don't worry. You'll learn more things about eagles. And
I know. The
prostate.
Conversations are so funny. Yes. So if anybody's interested, go to letsgofishingstillwater.com because we've had over 1,000 guests this summer in a bad summer. Like June was a wash because it rained so much.
Right.
And we've got over 60 volunteers and it's all volunteer organization and it's a 501c3 nonprofit. And we have had a really, really, really good summer. We grew so much. So now we're in the raising money phase.
Yep. And people who are interested in volunteering or may know someone who would like to sign up for a trip should know that you don't have to fish. You
That's
can just
right.
go on a boat ride.
I take those when I go volunteer. I take the ones that are just boat rides because I can't do the fish thing.
So you can volunteer to help and you don't have to bait a hook or get the fish off the hook. That's
nope. And it's free. Free for all of the guests too.
That's right.
So the other day, actually it was yesterday, and I went and chased it down with my own pontoon so I could get pictures. It was just a bunch of 60-year-old friends that wanted to go hang out on the St. Croix River.
How nice.
I know, it was really cute. So Reed was volunteering, and she She said nobody wanted to talk to her. And I went, well, why would they? They're with a bunch of their friends.
Yeah.
She was like, well, I'm volunteering. And I said, no, your job is to help get them on the boat and off the boat.
Right. So. And it is handicap accessible.
Yeah.
They take folks from the local assisted living centers and anybody who lives in the area.
I'm all tangled up. I went to get my water, and I'm all tangled up. We have a big show coming up today. We're going to have Chuck Doherty from the Water Street Inn because it's a Stillwater Harvest Fest. You know, the pumpkin.
Where they wait. Are they going to do the pumpkin? Oh, I suppose we can ask the pumpkin races.
Yeah, it's today.
Didn't Dave Junker do that last year?
He did. You know what? I don't think they're... Yep, the pumpkin regatta is at 2 o'clock today.
Ooh!
And the weigh-off is right after our show at 11 o'clock. Or 11 to 3 is the giant pumpkin weigh-off. Well, we're going to have Chuck Doherty from the Water Street Inn.
He'll talk to us
about the Stillwater Harvest Fest. The website is harvestfeststillwater.com, so go look at it before Chuck Doherty's on the phone. Also, we are going to talk with Missy Germain, a little celebrity gossip. Steve Jobs passed away.
He did. Very sad.
Your husband texted me like the minute the news came out. Did you know that?
He texted me too, and I thought, I should forward this to Cara, and I thought, oh no, he knows to tell her.
He did, and yeah. I thought it was you, because you know how it always comes up, Dan and Julie Johnson on my phone? I thought it was you, and I was going to reply, I'm in a house with cats, you should get here. And then...
Oh, he would have been so confused.
I know, he would have been. And then luckily, I looked back at previous texts, and I went, oh, that was Dan that sent that. So we're going to talk Steve Jobs, we're going to talk Dancing with the Stars, Missy Germain from Bitten and Bound is going to be here giving us a celebrity update. I didn't see, this is 2 weeks in a row I've missed Dancing with the Stars.
I saw a little bit of it, and I have two revelations about Dancing with the Stars that I can share with you.
Oh, we have to wait for it?
I can tell you right now if you want why I don't watch it. First of all, I couldn't tell the stars from the dancers. So they're not really stars anymore, or the dancers just look famous. I don't know. I couldn't tell. There were two couples. I had no idea
which one was the star.
And secondly, it is a huge time commitment. That show is on like...
I know, 3 hours a week.
It's on all the time. And in between, they just stretch it out, and they have all these little performances and things that I really don't care about. I want to see somebody fall or lose a lot of weight or... Somebody famous.
Or be political, like Bristol Palin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want
So it's just, I've written it off. I'm not even going to try.
Maybe that's what I've done, too, and I didn't know that I've done it.
See?
Because I think the Tuesday night show or the second night is so extremely boring. You know, when they do the little dance or they have some either wannabe singer or has-been singer like Michael Bolton come on and sing and perform.
Gosh.
Yeah, so I haven't. I wonder who did this.
So the audience must be like... older folks, if they're having Michael Bolton on there and dragging it out that long.
I think once they had Justin Bieber, I think, and they had Selena Gomez.
I'm just not a fan. You know, there's a lot of good stuff on TV this year.
That's what's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
I have Revenge recorded.
X Factor.
I want to talk X Factor later too, because I should probably play it for you.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like American Idol.
Oh, that's right. I keep thinking that it's with putting spiders on you or something.
I thought it was going to be that, too, until Reed posted something on her Facebook and said, go look at this.
That's
and
a dumb name for a show.
I thought it was going to be like X Factor Sports, yeah.
Hmm, interesting.
So Missy's coming on later, too. I got to talk about that X Factor because I'm excited. I actually watched it on the way in here. I shouldn't say that, but I did. Big news, where's the bell?
Tim hid the bell. He must be tired of it.
HSI, our Valley Vine Harvest Throwdown. Every week for the last 10 weeks, we've had a chef. It's a throwdown happening tomorrow at the Lake Elmo Inn Event Center from 4 to 7. There's seven restaurants that are participating. This is where I like to quiz you. What are the seven restaurants? Hey, you're going tomorrow with me.
I know, and I have to figure out what to wear.
Seven restaurants that are participating.
Damachin, Lake Elmo Inn, Luna Rosa Wine Bar, Mark's Fusion Bistro, Phil's Terra Hideaway, San Pedro Cafe, and Smalley's Caribbean Barbecue.
First year ever we've sold out.
Yay!
We sold out before the event.
That is great.
I know. I'm very, very excited. We get to sample food from each of the participating restaurants and an accompanying glass of wine. Just wait till you see my wine glass that I bring. I'm bringing my own.
You're going to bring your own?
Uh-huh.
That's a great idea.
Uh-huh. I'm bringing my own. Oh, you're going to love it. I'm going to probably have to auction it off at the end of the night because it's that cool.
I have one of those huge beer steins with a bell on it. I should bring that.
You should bring that. You won't stand out.
I'll stand out for good reasons.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are selling real estate back at KarenHousleyHomes.com. just got a cold here. We have, again, more new listings. I saw you're going to take photos out at Square Lake Trail North.
That's right, I am.
And that should be on Monday, I think.
Well,
Tuesday?
I don't know. I might just put it up on tomorrow afternoon, this afternoon. You never know.
That's a doghouse.
I know. I'm very excited. Well, we had to postpone the photos a little bit so the homeowners could be there to corral the dogs.
Yeah, that's the doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night I was at the cat house, and it's probably why I'm still like this. I shouldn't say that because I love the cat people. And I loved the midget cat.
I can't wait to see a midget cat.
With long hair.
I can't believe you didn't take a picture for me.
I was trying to breathe. I kept trying to breathe.
When I called Pat out on Square Lake Trail Court North, and she said, well, we have dogs. And I said, I know. I saw the little cute one on Facebook sitting on the table.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
And I did ask if I could take the picture, too. That was... Yes, and you didn't say that I said anything mean.
No,
I didn't.
Of course
I didn't, because the dog didn't want to sell the house, jumped up on the table and
laid on the listing papers.
And laid on all the listing papers.
That's a sign.
I know. Well, I hope. We've got a lot of stuff happening. I just keep thinking of all of our homes that we have for sale. And I ran into Christy Frost from, we sold her house on Liberty on the Lake, and she's living over in Mendota Heights, and I was in Mendota Heights this week, and... There she was out in her yard. She's living in Mendota Heights. And there she was. I was like, Christy Frost.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Isn't that weird? That's a small world.
Not really, because she moved there and we knew it.
I know, but I didn't know she was really right across the street.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's really... And she was out in the yard when I pulled up.
Well, shout out to Christy.
Yeah.
And her two cute kids and her husband. We do have an open house this weekend.
Oh!
In South Maplewood.
Oh!
It's actually, it's more like Woodbury. It's 1 mile, less than a mile, actually, from Woodwinds Hospital. It's 2547 Oak Ridge Court East, I believe, in South Maplewood. That'll be open Sunday 1 to 3.
And that's $4.99?
$4.99. And, you know, we held that one open for realtor tour on Tuesday. And every agent that came in looked around and said, oh, my gosh, I have somebody to show this house to. But I never thought about doing a search in South Maplewood.
Yeah.
And South Maplewood, to get to the house, it's right off of Highway 494 at the Lake Street exit. So if you go to the east on Lake, you're in Woodbury, and there happens to be a Haskell's right there.
Yeah,
I just know that. And if you go to the west on Lake Street, you are in South Maplewood, so just barely over the line right there. But what a convenient location. Super quick access to downtown St. Paul, to Bloomington, the airport.
I know, it's a good location.
It is, and a beautiful, beautiful house.
And as a bonus, you can have Joe Horwath, medallion finder, be your next-door neighbor.
That's right. And Joe said he used to, the house is literally sits right on a pond with a nice retaining wall, so you don't have murky, yucky, muddy shoreline. There's a beautiful, brand-new stone retaining wall and water right up to your patio at that house. And Joe said he used to always put a hockey rink out on the pond there.
Oh.
So I've talked him into doing it again.
Oh, for a winter showing.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to buy that house, we'll put that in the contract. We'll get Joe to sign off on it. He will make you a hockey rink.
And he will give you medallion tips.
That's right. And he'll come over and eat pasta with you.
Yes, he enjoyed your realtor lunch.
I'm sure he did.
He did. He was like, I'm like, you're not a realtor, but you can go surprise him.
Yeah.
Sure.
We had a few neighbors stop in. I love that.
You did?
You find out so many great things about the neighborhood. So if you're a neighbor and your neighbor's house is open, go introduce yourself to the agent and tell them what you know. I liked it.
Oh, I'd be too afraid.
No, not me. Well, who would be afraid of us?
Tim.
Well, there's that.
Last week after we left the show, we met with the jingle guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to write a jingle for the Karen Housley Show and the Karen Housley Network and Karen Housley Homes, and he doesn't know how to incorporate all of it. But he played the Acapulco jingle for us. Do you have that on hand,
cheese
Tim?
With cheese sauce.
With cheese sauce. See if you can find the Acapulco jingle. It's hysterical, and I should have warned you.
But you know what? It doesn't have to be, you know, Grammy-winning material to stick in your head. That's the whole purpose of a jingle.
Oh, okay. Let's play this. Let's play the jingle, the Acapulco jingle. This is so funny.
The cheese sauce part is great.
Here it goes. Let's see. Oh, he's pulling it up. I can see. There it is. Acapulco Restaurante. Here it comes.
They're getting a free plug here.
I know, on the Karen Housley Show. Lucky them. This is so funny.
Taste the tradition. Acapulco Restaurante Mexicano. So good. Every bite there's a party going on. Something for every
Hi, I'm Sam Leon.
Oh. I want to be the guy in the background that just goes, ha-ha!
Yeah, yeah. Tim was dancing. Got the two arms up for the cheese sauce.
I hear that spot all the time. It's catchy.
It is, and that's the whole purpose of it. When you just focus on listening to it, it's like, well, that's really silly, but then we're going to be singing it all day.
AcapulcoMN.com. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, we are going to have Chuck Doherty. I hope he remembers. That's the one thing. I don't know if he remembers he's on today. Well, because he's not here yet.
Because he's busy. So. It's a busy weekend.
It is. Stillwater Harvest Fest. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Chuck Doherty. And then we'll have Missy Germain. And then real estate. We'll talk about what's happening in the market. And then some. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Taste the tradition. Acapulco Restaurante Mexicana.
Welcome back to the Karen Housley Show. I'm Karen Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie, it is a big weekend here in downtown Stillwater.
Oh, one of my favorites.
I know, the Stillwater Harvest Fest. And joining us is Chuck Doherty from the Water Street Inn. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I am good. Okay, you've got a lot of stuff happening down there at the Water Street Inn and in Stillwater. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, you know, we have the Harvest Fest going on, and today we got the big pumpkin way off. All this is going to be happening right over in Lowell Park by the gazebo. You know, last year we had the world record pumpkin, and we got that same grower coming back. Plus, we have growers coming in from all over the Midwest bringing in their pumpkins, because I found out that we have probably the largest prize purse for the pumpkin growers in this part of the country. So,
what is the prize?
Well, the top prize is for the largest pumpkin is $5,000.
Wow!
Where do you get that money from?
Well, sponsors. We have a lot of great sponsors. The Convention Visitors Bureau in Stillwater, Foods, Anderson Windows, the Gazette, and then the downtown merchants, just small sponsorships, but they all add up.
Wow.
And the downtown people and the people in the city businesses, they just all support this. It's just such a fun family event. We have kids things going on starting at 11 o'clock. We got pumpkin decorating, face painting, different art activities. We're going to do a cake and pie walk. We're actually a new thing this year. Joseph's Restaurant sponsoring a pumpkin pie eating contest. And then we got the kids tractor pull. That's always a big hit. The kids, they do a little kids tractor pull thing. And the pumpkin regatta, if you got to see that last year, where they hollow out four of the large pumpkins, and there's races on the river, weather permitting on that one. We got to make sure there's not a lot of wind, I guess, because it's hard to paddle pumpkins against the wind. But that would be a great thing. And then Galactic Cowboys band is going to be performing from about 12:30 to 4 in the afternoon under the big tent. So it's kind of nice, too, this year. We're bringing in a 140 by 40-foot tent that we use, and we're going to have that if the weather's nice, we'll have everything outside, but it's just in case. If we get a little rain this afternoon, we have the tent to move everything into, too. So it's just fun.
What's the giant pumpkin drop today at 4:15?
Well, that's where they take one of the big pumpkins. This has been an ongoing thing, and they raise it up about 100 feet in the air and let it drop.
Ew. Oh, my gosh, and it just splatters all over?
Splatters all over, and then the kids can run in and grab seeds. And some of these pumpkin seeds go for a lot of money from the big pumpkins. The guys that grow them and stuff, they sell them online for all sorts of money. So it's an opportunity where if you want to try to get involved in growing these large pumpkins, you got to start with the seed.
So, okay, now it makes sense. You run and grab some seeds.
Mm. Yeah.
They've got good genes.
It's just fun to watch the pumpkin drop. It's a fundraiser, too, for Valley Outreach and the Community Thread. They help us, you know, with volunteers for the event, and it's also a fundraiser for them. They make some money on it, and it's just, you know, like I said, we try to do everything we can to keep the community going. We got there's a chili cook-off with the local restaurants. You got 8 restaurants. We'll have chili to taste, and then there's also the local brewers. We have a beer tasting going on, beer and wine tasting. So couple of the local vineyards.
Julie perked up.
Beer tasting.
Yeah. So that's always fun, too. And then
tomorrow, I saw that supporting the Lions Club, there's a Fall Colors Cruise and Dinner.
Yes, that's on Sunday, and that goes off at, I got to remember now, 1 yeah. o'clock, I believe they board on that one.
1 o'clock they board on that, and it's $56 per person. And this is, I mean, tomorrow will be the absolute last day you'll be able to look at fall colors, I think, down here, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, come on. The fall's going to go until middle of November this year.
Oh, I hope so, but geez, every time there's a little wind, I'm like, oh, shoot, there goes more leaves. Shoot. Okay, so today, so people should just get in their cars and get right on down there, because the way off starts at 11, and the pie yep. walk, cake walk at 11. Everything's happening right at 11.
Yeah, 11, it goes basically up until the great pumpkin drop, which is about 4:15. But they can go to the harvestfeststillwater.com. Which has a list of everything that's going on and schedule and things, and so it should be just a great, great event.
Then do people come over to the Water Street Inn and sit on the patio for dinner? Can they do that?
Well, we sure hope they do. They can. We're going to be open and out, have the outdoor open all day long, so yes, come on over. And then we also, later on, if they're going to be around, we have Barry Nelson, who's straight out of Ireland. He comes and plays at the pub a couple times a year when he's in the country. And he's playing over there on Saturday night starting at 7:30. He puts on a great show, too.
And you have Irish beer.
Yes.
I'm going to do a beer tour of downtown.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's what. Have the kids go chase after those seeds while you do the beer tour.
And then have the big kid drive me home.
Yeah.
Always good.
Chuck, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you later on today.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
I'm so glad he mentioned the giant pumpkin drop, because I am going to get my niece and nephew from Woodbury over here to see that. They went to a neat event last weekend, and I believe it's going on again this weekend at Afton Alps. They have a ski swap every fall.
Yeah.
And it's like a great big festival. They have all sorts of, they have lift chair rides and all sorts of really fun things to do. I should have mentioned it earlier. We could have pulled it up on the computer, but I'm sure they have information on their website.
You should bring them down there. They will have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And Morgan just showed me the, Morgan, our producer, just showed me the fall color report. We will get a little bit longer than Sunday.
Hmm.
We haven't totally peaked
That's
here.
Not a guarantee.
I know. Just hope the wind stays down.
And it's so dry, I just don't know how those trees are going to hold on to the leaves much longer.
I know. That's just it. I was up north, and it was fire high risk, very, very high. You know, mm-hmm. You see Smokey the Bear and that little wagon wheel kind of thing.
Right.
It says very high. We couldn't have any forest fires up there in Walker.
I haven't paid attention since, I think, Thursday, but we, as of then, we had been 53 days without rain. It's a long time.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I'm a weather watcher.
That's right. You're a weather watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend, we're going to have somebody from Amitz on, because it's the St. Croix Vineyards. A German wine festival happening right out here in Stillwater at St. Croix Vineyards, right off of 36 in Manning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have German wine, German music, wine tasting from 10 until 6. You can tour the place for free. And what's Hammerschlagen?
I wouldn't say it's a drinking game, but people normally do it when they're drinking.
Oh, is that that?
Yep, you try to hammer a little peg through something or other.
Oh, it's not the bell? It's a tree stump?
Yeah, it's a great big piece of wood, and you try to hammer something. I don't know.
Those Germans.
It's just an excuse to drink.
So that'll be next weekend, the 15th and 16th. You can go mm-hmm. to SCV, like St. Croix Valley, wines.com.
And it's right there at Emmett's Apple Orchard, where they also have pony rides, and they have apple donuts. I heard. I just, you know, I'm guessing.
They took out a huge ad in the Pioneer Press this week, a whole page.
Wow.
I know.
Full color, too.
I wonder, that had to be spendy.
Well, we know it's spendy.
I know. We do know it's spendy. You know where they get you. And you know I do love the Pioneer Press. Absolutely love them. But where they get you is when it's funerals. That's where they, like.
Oh, the obituary.
The obituary mm-hmm. is like $500 for the same space in a real estate ad, which would be about $35.
Right.
Makes me sad. The Apple Festival is happening today at Afton Apple, down on South 90th Street in Afton. Apples, pumpkins, hay rides, 14421 South 90th Street. Just go 94 to Manning and go south. And Let's see if there's a website you can go to. No, just go, right down to the Apple Festival today and tomorrow. Pick your own apples, pumpkins, hay rides. There's the corn maze, 4 to 10. 10 to 10, I mean, 10 to 10 today. And tomorrow, 10 to 6. Afton Apple, just 94 east to Manning and go south.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have something there?
Well, there's tours at the historic courthouse today, but only until 11 a.m. So if you happen to be close and in your car, and it's right across the street from where they have the farmer's market.
Oh.
So you could head over to the historic courthouse. It's called the Nooks and Crannies Tour.
Yep, before you head on down to the Pumpkin Fest.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Harvestfeststillwater.com?
Yep, I wrote it down.
Harvestfeststillwater.com.